This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Students bringing guns to school has Charlotte-Mecklenburg school officials implementing and planning tougher security measures. They include installing more cameras, giving teachers panic buttons, using wands on students to check for weapons, hiring more police, and limiting access to schools. 2 years ago, 17 guns were confiscated in district schools. Six were reported as of last month, including an incident at Butler High where a 16-year-old student was fatally shot. Students are more anxious and not feeling safe at school because of the real and potential threat of gun violence, says Dr. David Hill, a former board member of the North Carolina Pediatric Society and a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. He says the risk of a student being a victim of gun violence is low, but the perception of it happening is another story.
If you look at the risk that any individual student really faces from a school shooting, it's still very low. On the other hand, if you look at the media coverage of these shootings, the amount of discussion, the amount of attention that's paid to them, it's terrifying to be a kid right now. They now have to practice active shooter drills regularly at school, and all of that raises a level of fear that can be really out of proportion to the actual danger.
So are you seeing and hearing that a lot of students are under a lot of stress, and is it affecting their ability to do well in school?
Very much so. Stress is a real sponge for attention, and it's taking away bandwidth that you might be able to use to study, pay attention to your teacher, get your work done. We know that anxiety can be mistaken for ADHD, and there's certainly a number of kids that we're treating for ADHD who really should be treated for anxiety instead.
How prevalent is that?
You know, I don't know the exact numbers, but I know that they've been rising over the past 5 years. And that's something that I think if we wonder why kids are not doing as well in school as we'd like them to be, we really need to look at that as one of the top causes.
Now, one thing that Charlotte-Mecklenburg officials are looking at now is wanding students randomly as they come to school. Would wanding add to the stress?
I do think that everything that keeps the danger at the top of kids' minds also adds to the stress of coming to school. How effective would that be? You'd have to ask a law enforcement expert that question.
Now, another thing that they are talking about here, and I'm sure in a lot of schools as well, is bringing in more people such as psychiatrists, counselors, social workers. What are your thoughts in terms of that?
I think that that would be tremendously useful, not only just because of school shooting and school violence, but because mental health issues are rife among children and adolescents. If a kid has anxiety or depression or a tremendous amount of stress, there's very little that a teacher can do to address that. That's where mental health professionals can really make an enormous difference. I would love to see North Carolina comply with national recommendations for school-based health workers and mental health workers. I think that that would go a long ways toward making the entire school environment more inviting, not only for students, but for the staff.
You started practice 16 years ago. Have you ever seen things this serious in terms of the anxiety that students are facing in schools?
You know, my impression as a clinician is matched by the data that we have right now, suggesting that especially our teenagers are facing increasing levels of anxiety and depression compared to the past. I don't think anybody knows all the reasons for that. But I do think that we don't have to know the reasons in order to respond appropriately.
Well, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.
David Hill is a past board member of the North Carolina Pediatrics Society and a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics.